This is TWiT.
Now, between a deadly pandemic whose reach and scale are unprecedented in our lifetimes and many other events, the first 6 months of the year have been remarkable, to say the least. And all of this has had a profound impact on cybersecurity dynamics and risks, not to mention digital attacks. So much has happened in cyberspace over the past 6 months that it's daunting to think about what the back half of the year will bring. For now, let's reflect on the major hacks and breaches that have occurred so far as we prepare ourselves for whatever's coming. Now, COVID-19 has changed the way people around the world live, work, and learn, which has had a significant impact on how hackers craft their attacks and which vulnerabilities they target. Now, the pandemic is a boon to nation-state spies conducting digital espionage. It has also fueled state-backed phishing, criminal hacking, and scams. Now, the World Health Organization, for example, was targeted in March by an unknown attacker who bombarded the organization with phishing messages in an attempt to access its digital systems. Now, in April, an Iran-linked hacker was actually caught launching phishing attacks against the pharmaceutical company Gilead Sciences, which has been working to develop and distribute treatments for COVID-19. Now, scams and digital extortion attempts like ransomware have also flourished globally during the pandemic. In fact, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced in June that the country's public and private sectors have been grappling with a months-long battery of attacks and cyber attacks. Now, government officials have avoided publicly attributing the attacks beyond a, quote, sophisticated state-based actor, but local media reported that many believe China is actually responsible. Now, in another sector, researchers discovered a total of 845 gigabytes of user data from 9 specialized dating apps sitting open and accessible on the public internet. Now, the trove represented 2.5 million individual records that were likely linked to hundreds of thousands of users. Now, though the incident is not known to have resulted in a hack or breach, the exposure is still partially significant because the dating apps Threesome, Cougary, Bear, X-Paul, BBW, Dating, Casual X, Sugar D, and Herpes Dating, and G-Hunt cater to specific populations, and the data included also health information in some of those. Now, the hacktivist collective Anonymous resurfaced with a 269 gigabyte data leak of the U.S. law enforcement documents and internal communications as well. Now, the activist group Distributed Denial of Secrets, or DDoS Secrets, published all of this on the Juneteenth holiday as well. Now, the trove of more than a million files is being called blue leaks, includes emails, audio recordings, video footage, and law enforcement planning and intelligence documents from over 200 states, local, and federal agencies. Now, in May, the notorious GRU hacking group Sandworm was back in the news with even more attacks. This time, it exploited vulnerable email servers as part of the sum of its attacks, possibly against the Georgia state. Now, all of this, which one do you think we should watch this year? Which one of the nation states or which one of the attackers, hackers? Some think it's actually an Iranian state actor. Why? Well, researchers published findings that Iranian hacking groups have been pelting the U.S. grid with digital attacks, attempting to gain access inside electric utilities and oil and gas companies. Now, in the beginning of June, Google's threat analysis group said that the Iranian-linked actor Apt35, a.k.a. Charming Kitten, had launched phishing attacks against election campaigns as well. Now, if this is a foreshadowing of what's to come in 2020, you might want to lock down the hatches and get ready for the ride.